Now, it's time to spend some time relaxing. Ritual's important for proper sleep hygiene and for overcoming the stressors of the everyday, creating repeated desirable behaviors, like zoning out very deeply to sleep. These stressors in your everyday life hang out with you, stick to you. They follow you, and that can interfere with true ease and comfort. So you can be cleansed, cleansing those thoughts away. I'll provide some helpful meditative perspective, and I'll do that by helping you to craft some specific coherent images you can use that might help you in future, whether you're listening to these words at that time or not. As the images and ideas which follow flow across your consciousness, try to let yourself simply experience them. Mark this moment and the words that follow for later reference, because like everything, you're going to be able to turn these words over and examine them to see if they best help you achieve the result you want. Of course, if when we're done, you drift away before you have time to really turn the words over, you just turn them over in the morning. There is time. The familiarity of this file, the reminder that there is time, the reminder to forgive yourself and accept that now is the time to fortify, to bolster yourself with rest, the ritual of your relaxation. All this knowing, each of these things, all of these things will become comforting. Comfortable friends dispelling the weary artifacts of the outside world. And eventually you will know these words to be the prelude to losing yourself in slow, rapturous sleep that finds its way into you before you even realize that you're drifting. Someday, when I say that word at the beginning, the word sleep, someday when I say sleep, you're going to find that that's the last bit you remember. You'll find yourself falling, drifting deeply down, perhaps setting aside, failing to remember, or not bothering to, any of the unnecessary words. But that's an accomplishment for some other day, or for right now when you sleep. And with a little assistance, hopefully we can set you to it. So first, breathe deep. We seldom take the time to take a few deep, calming breaths, but by taking the longest, most soothing, relaxing breath you can, you open yourself up to consider your breathing rate, consider its slowing, and also any inky, deep feelings of discomfort you might have been hanging on to get expelled when you breathe out. Things are easier to let go of if you attach them to the breath out, and you send them out into the world in that way. To attach things you don't need to your breath and exhale them, allowing the exhalation to carry them away. The shadows of the weary day attached to your outward breath, and the soothing, healing energies of our work together find their way in on the in-breath. Easier to take in. The shadows of the weary day vanish as you move along the path into deepness. Night, night. Those words soothingly imposed by me, given to you. Let you drain your extraneous movement, night, night. Only movements you would need to make, which can include adjusting your position, moving around a little. But right now, those words are there to remind you, presently, to put on your listening ears. Allow the scene to be set as we proceed, and your mind can be focused on this pleasing opportunity. It's soothing enough just to have someone talk to you calmly, talk to you on your level, respecting that it's understandable you need some rest, and reminding you you deserve it. I've always wanted that reminder, so now it's given for you. This is a chance for freedom right now, from any external restraint, and the loosing of the internal bond to let you drift a little. Letting the field you use to keep your mind focused and coherent become a little more relaxed, so you can go incrementally deeper to where drifting is easier. Losing yourself in the sound of my voice, which strums your consciousness like an instrument, vibrating the nerves, playing you onward. From the pleasurable darkness of the descent into this relaxing place, a seam is slowly resolving itself and becoming real, like the edge of a curtain that you can move aside, but behind it is just another layer of sleep. You, yourself, and I, here, we, are here to create a mental space. You are lying in some place as comfortable as you can get yourself, and waiting. Wherever you may be in the physical world, you always have permission and ability to return here, to the place we're going to make, this detailed shared visualization right behind that curtain. And no matter where you are, you also have permission to fall asleep. Just because you didn't zonk out right at the beginning, sleep, doesn't mean there won't be continuous ways for you to fall asleep. I am setting friendly cul-de-sacs and blind alleyways at the end of which is just a big, overflowing wave of sleep. Sleep. And you might find yourself walking into them and laying down even in your mind. This shared visualization is full of places where you can drift off. And the more we return here, the more you might create the details of this space. We're creating them together. But you'll absorb that no matter what at some point. So it's all right to drift off. In fact, if you do, it means resounding success, and nothing would make me happier. You'll add more and more to the scene we build. Little embellishments may be added. The colors may become more real. The feel of the surface you're lying on may solidify increasingly. Where I am located in your visualization may become definite. However you undergo these visualizations and experiences, they will always become calmer and more coherent with each listening. Always subject to change for the better. A better visualization which creates a space, a kind of personalized hypnotic space. Where you are is familiar. No matter where your body is in the real world, where your mind is familiar. This place which is inside your mind will nonetheless always be with you physically. Presently in this mental space we've set aside for our familiar ritual, envision a table next to where you're laying. Your degree of actual imagination may vary, but listening to my words is where the influence comes from, so it doesn't really matter. Still, it gives you something to do. It creates a space. When you are somewhere, be it familiar or unfamiliar, the table will be there next to where you're laying. And now imagine something on it. A tall triangular shape. A metronome. I'm going to ask you to simulate something internally. And when you're simulating it, you may have your eyes go left and right under your closed lids, left and right. You may have your body sway internally. There is a particular way of visualizing your body rocking comfortingly back and forth that you can actually simulate through manipulating your perception of your own inner ear. It can be difficult to do, but it's fun to do, where you swing and sway as if you were in a hammock or rocking gently in your bed. Our familiar ritual, you've envisioned that shape, a metronome. A finger reaches out, sets the needle to one side, and lets it go. You hear the tick, 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 tick. The sound comes in your mind, and I've set it to a specific number of beats per minute, by the way. You might find it difficult to place how many, because counting them would take you away from the relaxed, susceptible, easy state you're in. Or maybe it'll help. You can try. You may lose track of one tick, however, and then catch the next. And because you are zoning in and out, drifting in and out in sleep, because of that relaxed state, it may be longer or shorter. In some cases, the ticks may fade out and return later, but they're set to a specific number of beats. And I'll tell you that that number is the same as typical human resting heart rate. Acceptable for resting, if you were to match it. So if your heart and your breathing happen to sync up with it, in some pattern, some number of beats per breath, or whatever, that's all right. Intended, even. And when they are synced up with the metronome, it'll help you slide deeper and deeper. It's one of those things that's difficult to avoid. There's a rhythmic, perfect looping through your consciousness reminding you, tick and tick and tick. And if you have one playing, even if you're listening to something other than this file, that metronome beat tick, tick will nonetheless be part of the reminder that you're in a safe place where you're allowed to drift away. So even if you can't put headphones on and become deep, deep asleep and tranced, you can still put a metronome on, regardless of your real-life circumstances, as long as you're in a safe place when you put the metronome tick, tick on. Then, regardless of your real-life circumstances, you can do that anywhere. Go deep anywhere. And the tick, will ultimately culminate in the same place, this place, as you will see. The more easily you listen, the more readily and often you listen, the more you will slip into the same state the next time, the same state of deepness. Now, I said the metronome was one part, but there's a second part to the visualization. Imagine a classic pocket watch on a chain. The most classic hypnotic visualization, mesmerization, dropping and descending. Somewhere you can see it without having to shift or move. Somewhere you can watch it in front of your face. It might be difficult to see the hand holding it, but you can certainly see the watch, which begins to swing. Swinging in time with the metronome's tick. The watch must be ticking too, but its tick is quiet, impossible to hear over the metronome. But as it is a pocket watch on a long chain, you imagine you can see the hands turning. Now and then you might note the progression of time. However, on this watch, the hands may move a bit too quickly for you to see even at times, more like a spiral or a spinning dial than they are like a watch's hands, and that's fine. As you can see, it's on a long chain, so if it's wrapped around the hand, like so, and then allowed to hang in front of you, it's just long enough that it swings almost the same speed of the pendulum arc as the metronome. Back and forth and back and forth. It's not quite synced up, though, swinging left and right in front of your eyes as you try to imagine the difference, the slight difference in speed, drawing your attention. Follow it with your eyes, even if they are beneath lids. You can still follow this watch, this spin in the swing, in the tick, in this private place. I will describe things. I will invite behaviors from you, thoughts, and other things. I will suggest ways you might proceed. Take as many of these as you like. You needn't take all of these suggestions or do all of the exercises to follow. But all the things that follow, all the elements of sliding deeper, they will enter your mind as the most effective trance because, after all, you are in your safe place where the ticking of the metronome, the visualization of that watch swinging to and fro, all the hypnotic elements which are here are going to help you slide deeper, going to take you to a deep place where you're very open to suggestion, to ideas. And the fact that you may fall asleep at any time because your special hypnotic space with the ticking metronome and swinging pendulum helps you go very, very deep. You'll still be able to hear any suggestions you hear, absorb any words you absorb, in the laziest, drowsiest, deepest, most compliant state you can imagine. You have opened your mind up to the benefits of sliding into trance with these words. So anything of mine that follows, especially amid the tick, tick, ticking of the metronome, anything that follows is going to be powerful, potent, influential, informative, constructive, is going to help you build habits and ideas. Everything that follows this is going to take you deeper and eventually going to put you off to sleep. But it's hard if you get so interested in watching the pendulum swing, the watch swing, watching the spiral swirl, or hearing the tick, tick that you synchronize your body with, that you want to listen to whatever's said and follow it. Just think of it as a particularly deep trance, right at the edge of where you would instantly obey the command to sleep. There is a place where you can obey other commands, learn other things, and experience other trances more intensely. It's just a very effective deepener where you feel it all that much more, where you're that much open to suggestion, more and more, in your safe, private sleeping place, with the watch guiding you until you no longer know there is a watch, with the tick ticking along until you no longer know there's a tick, except that metronome ticking away will become attached to whatever training you undergo next, whatever other ideas, making them more available when it is active. So deeper. Sleep if you need to sleep, or follow word after word in the deepest trance imaginable as the watch swings to and fro, the tick, tick, takes you deep.